Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is the FCB Radio Network, home of the best personalities and where real talk lives. Online at FCBRadio.com. FCB.
What's going on? It's your man Jeff Brown, and you are tuned into another exciting episode of the Jeff Brown Show. And you already know you're on with the host with the most. I got my partner with me. We call him Reverend Durone, Mr. Liberty, aka himself, Mr. Darvey Omaro, is sitting with me today. What's good, brother?
What's up, man?
You know what, man? You're going to be Reverend Do-Right one of these days, man. Ever since I know you graduated from Liberty, we're going to leave that alone. But anyway, yeah, I ain't going to do that. You know what I'm saying? You know, we'll be good. But we got the beautiful, beautiful actress, author, film director, producer with us. The beautiful Braylee Evans is in the building.
Hello, 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 all the fans. No, I'm teasing. Hey, y'all. How you doing? Thank you for having me. I'm super excited about this.
Oh, no, listen, I'm more excited than you are because it's you.
Hey.
I mean, you know, and I was, you know, I'm a sucker, let me tell you what, for women with pretty teeth.
Oh, so and I'm just smiling. Teeth.
Yeah, you just smiling. You ain't listen. You ain't frown one time. You got pretty what? Don't you, Darvia?
Oh, absolutely.
You're so kind. And I didn't even have...
Yo, listen, we're going to applaud all the women with pretty teeth. Thanks, Mom and
Dad. No braces, so no veneers.
No veneers.
No shade.
That's a big business. Veneers are big business. Really is. So, Braylee Evans. Now, listen, you're all over the TV. You like TV, you're all over the world, you're doing so much in fashion, you're a singer, you know, I mean, what else? Okay, what is it that you don't do? Talk to me about that. What is it that you don't do? Because it seems like you do everything well.
I know. I was just talking to a friend a few minutes ago and said, I am blessed to be able to say everything I touch turns to gold. I think I have a belief system that is far beyond regular. And so as I connect with my source, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So then there's that. Yeah.
Well, praise the Lord, because I believe the same thing. Okay,
come on.
Well, we about to go to church. Okay.
I
ain't got no shout music for you right now. I ain't got no shout music right now.
You know what? I need you to get your sound together.
Playlist together.
You know I'm churchy.
No, that's dope. So you wrote a book. Talk to me about the book.
Well, I didn't necessarily write the book. The book came through me when God said to write this book. I was like, I didn't do that great in English class, so I'm probably not the one to be an author. But he saw fit that he would sit me down one day at my girlfriend's desk, and he downloaded the information that you guys can now hold in your hand. It's on Amazon, The ABCs of IAMs. It should have been by God through Braley Evans is how I should have said it, because literally he told me to write down words in the in an alphabetical form. And I thought, this is so remedial. Like, people are going to laugh. It's the ABCs. It's for children. He said, no, it's for everyone, because even the PhDs of the world started with their ABCs. And I said,
wow,
okay, you own to something, Jesus. And so he began to give me these words. He gave me 5 words for each letter in the alphabet. And it would be like abundance, amazing, just all these A words. And I was like, okay, so what do these words mean? And then he then said, put the great I am in front of them so that people can know that they can speak me into their lives, and they can put a label on themselves before they leave their house in the morning. So I like to think of my book as a opportunity for those, when you're getting dressed in the morning, you're putting on your clothes, you need to put on your I ams too before you leave. Because see, the world gonna call you some things when you get outside. Yeah. But if you've already clothed yourself in your I ams, those just gonna flow off you like water on a duck's back. It's just gonna roll off, right? So that's kind of how this book came about. And I've gotten some amazing testimonies about how people's lives have turned around by simply doing their I ams daily.
Let me ask you a question. When you know, as a creator, which you are, you're a content creator, you're an actress, this book,
yes,
what's the I am for you? What is Braley Evans I am? What do you live by? When you get up in the morning, God breathes into your life. He gives you another opportunity to be successful, to be blessed. What is I am for Braley?
My I ams literally change daily. But if I could do my I ams with you right now, I would probably start with, I am amazing. I am abundant. I am forgiven. I am a sought after actress and producer. I am who God says I am. I am the one. I am, you know, I am luxury, okay? I am travel. I am multi-million dollars. I am currency. I am a divine. I am value. I would just get all, I am willing. I am listening. I am, you know, God's gorgeous daughter, you know? I would just go all over the place with them. I am. So that's kind of how, when you get in the rhythm of it, you just begin to reach for everything that you think God may have for you. And then as you label yourself that way, the world begins to see you that way. And opportunities then are afforded to you by nature of the I ams that you've spoken.
Wow, that's amazing. Boy, if I could think of myself, and when I say I am, I would say I am the man.
Come on.
That's a perfect. Yeah.
Come on. The you're the one. Yeah.
I am blessed. I'll be 42. I am 42 tomorrow. Yes. Hey, June 8th, I'll be 42. Today, I am 42.
I love, look at God.
I am blessed. I like that. Listen, when you talk about being an actress, what has been some of the challenges as a woman when you, you know, when you think about the business, the entertainment industry, because it's not easy, but you're a woman of faith and you've been able to become very, very successful in this business. What has been some challenges that you face, and what word of encouragement you can give to someone who's, you know, up and coming and has the same dreams and aspirations?
So I would first say, thank you for acknowledging that I'm a woman of faith, and being a woman of faith, I don't see challenges. So there are no challenges where I'm concerned, because I am exactly where I'm supposed to be at all times. I am, anything that my human side would like to call a challenge, I see as an opportunity, and I take those head on. I employ anybody who wants to travel this road of entertainment to claim it as easy. It is not hard. The world would like to make you think that it's hard, perhaps to keep you from your destiny. I don't know. But if it is what you say it is, just like those, I'm so glad we started with the I ams, because you are who you say you are. So if you say you are an actress, then you are an actress, you are an actor. So challenges need not be your focus. Your focus is on solution. Your focus is on moving forward. Your focus is on, through Christ, I can do all things. There are no challenges, only opportunities. So I employ everybody who's listening to shift from what they desire to do, what they aspire to do, into I am. And it's simply that easy. Like I never had an aspiration to be an actor, never. I wanted to be a singer, to be honest with you. And then when I got this opportunity, it just kind of blew up. And I took it and walked along with it. Were there times where I didn't have work at the time? Yes, there were times, but as you can tell by my curvy statue, I never missed a meal, okay? So honey, again.
Hey, listen, you know, y'all the truth. I mean, the Kirby women, y'all killing the game. Man. We're
giving it life over here. We over here giving life where there's life to be given. So,
and y'all all natural too. But I ain't trying
all
to
that. That's you, all I'm you, saying. It is love what you got, because what you got is that's what it's supposed to be.
Yeah, you know, I know we gotta get ready to take a break real quick. I want to, when we come back after the break, you know, I want to talk to you about, you know, your acting career a little bit more, you know. I want to know who's your favorite actor or actress. I want to know a little bit about who have you collab with in that field.
Okay.
And who would you desire to collab with and co-star with. So listen, we got the lovely Braylee Evans on with us right now. We'll be right back after the break. We got to go pay some bills. Y'all stay right there. It's the Jeff Brown Show. Go subscribe right now on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts on your favorite listening device. We'll be right back with more of the Jeff Brown Show.
These days, it seems like everybody's talking, but no one is actually listening to the things they're saying. Critical thinking isn't dead, but it's definitely low on oxygen. Join me, Kira Davis, on Just Listen to Yourself every week as we reason through issues big and small, critique our own ideas, and learn to draw our talking points all the way out to their logical conclusions. Subscribe to Just Listen to Yourself with Kira Davis and FCB Radio Podcast on Apple, on Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lucky Land Casino asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is the Jeff Brown Show.
And we're back. We're back with the lovely Braylee Evans. Yeah. I got a new toy, so everybody knows. So I'm having fun with it. My brother over there, Darvio, has not stopped laughing.
Because you keep playing stuff at the most inopportune time. I was like, what the hell was that?
I just wanted to throw it out there. I'm just trying it. I mean, oh, I had to give my beautiful guest some dancing music because she is just the bomb. So
he's so sweet.
If you just tuning in, we got the lovely Braylee Evans on with us, actress, singer, songwriter, author, producer, film producer. She's all that and more. And she is Miss I Am. You got to go listen to the first part of the interview to figure that one out. Braylee, you are a phenomenal actress.
Thank you.
I've seen you. I've did some homework on you. I've saw where you've done some phenomenal roles. Currently, you are on network television. You've co-starred with the legendary Cedric the Entertainer.
Your twin.
You're currently, huh?
Your twin.
Yeah. Oh, my twin. Yeah, that's my twin. Yeah. That's my guy. And then you're on Family Business. So how are you juggling all of this? Like, how do you do it?
By the grace, I promise you guys, it surprises me. One of my fellow actors, Carl Gilliard, said, well, you know, BET is doing Braylee Night now. I said, what? He said, Braylee, you don't realize you're on Family Business every Tuesday night at 9 o'clock. And I said, yes. And he said, and they just picked up Ambition 6 o'clock every Tuesday night. So BET has a Braylee Night where I'm on two shows on BET 6 p.m. and 9 p.m. And then I'm also on a brand new show on All Black of the second season of it called For the Love of Jason that just started June 2nd. So you guys can get caught up on that last week's episode. And I have a couple new shows that are gearing up for that network as well. So I'm just blessed to be Where's Waldo? I will show up, honey. Like I don't turn down nothing but my collar. You understand me?
Listen, I'm with you. I'm with you on that. Now, who have you collabed with, or who would you like to collab? That's the better question. Who would you like to co-star with that you haven't co-starred with?
Oh my goodness. There are so many. I would love to know what it's like to look in the eyes of Angela Bassett in a serious, seriously emotional, high stakes scene. I would love to be alongside of Meryl Streep as she transforms herself into whatever character that right before my eyes. I would be in awe. I would love to work with, do a good old cussing role with Samuel Jackson. I would love to be on Broadway with Denzel Washington. You know, okay. I mean, the list goes on. I would love Melissa McCarthy. I could see Melissa McCarthy and I doing a high energy, highly physical comedy that has to do with us big girls running with a gun. Like, I could just see, the list, I can go on. But yeah, that's who I'd like to work with. So I've now spoken those things into existence. I am on set with each and every one of them.
Ooh, speaking into existence. Now, when you start filming, can I get a media pass so I can,
You heard it.
Some of the
I'm
scenes.
So glad it's you that had me speak it into existence in such specificity. Lord, my words. So yes, you have a media pass. You are in my trailer hanging out, getting interviews, taking pictures, because me and you both will be looking at each other like, can you believe this is happening?
It's going down. I'm telling you, I just believe it's going to happen for you. I know it's going to happen for you.
Me too.
You know, because you have an energy that is so dope that you attract what you believe. You attract what you want to happen for you. Always tell people that if you dream it, it can become reality. And if you dream it, it has to manifest. So always tell people you got to watch what you're dreaming and what you're thinking about and what you feed yourself, because it does become reality and becomes real. So outside of this, I know this is a short-lived interview. I know we got to wrap it up. What do you tell someone? And I know you kind of tapped on this before, but this is your closing sermon. This is your sermon. Close it out. You know, encourage the young actress, the young actor, the person who might be insecure about, you know, their weight, their, you know, what do you say to that individual who's struggling right now, but have all the potential in the world?
I want to speak. I love that you said the person that's struggling with their weight. So I'm going to speak to the curvy woman and to the big man. And I want to say God has not made any mistakes yet. And you are right where you're supposed to be. And the world is waiting on you. We are waiting on your gifts. We are waiting for you to bring forth what you came here to do. And if I can be of any assistance to you making your dreams come alive, please reach out to me. You know, I have a wonderful weekend that's going to be coming up in Atlanta called ATL Curve Weekend, where I celebrate us. And I am the celebrity ambassador for this weekend. It's July 29th through the 31st in Atlanta, Georgia. You can go to AtlantaCurvyWeekend.com to get your tickets and come to the panels, come to the fashion show, come to the Breakfast with Braylee. We have a little bit of everything for you to participate in, because I want you to know, as you are dreaming about your dreams, they are dreaming about you. You're not that special or strong that you put your desires in your heart. You were born with those desires. And if God brought it to you, he gonna bring it through you. So be sure to connect with me. Let me help you get to where you got to go. We are in this together. None of us is bigger or smaller than anyone else. And if God would do it for me, he for sure gonna do it to you. That's why he doing it in your face. He got me in the movies and TV shows so you can know that it is possible. And that's what I was saying.
Wow, that's dope. How can people follow you and connect with you?
Oh, I'm on Instagram at Braylee Evans, spelled B-R-E-L-Y-E-V-A-N-S. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. I'm on TikTok. Look, I'll be doing my little dance moves on TikTok, so don't be laughing. But yeah, and it's actually me. My assistant sometimes, you know, has to take my phone when I'm busy, but most of the time it is me. So you get me, if you inbox me, I will, if you post something and you tag me, I'm gonna repost it. I'm just a real girl. I'm an ordinary girl doing extraordinary things. That's it.
That's amazing. Well, listen, we appreciate you stopping by, hanging out with me. Darvio, I know you enjoyed Braylee here as well. Just so dope. Listen,
absolutely.
You heard it here first, man. We had the lovely Braylee Evans. Woo! On the show.
Hey, thank you.
The face of BET. How about that?
Come on, Tuesday night.
The face of the, every Tuesday night. Go check her out. It's Braylee Evans night on BET. Listen, you can't listen. Look, you got to be able to see the smile she got. It's dope. Listen, we'll be right back with more. The Jeff Brown Show.
This is the Jeff Brown Show.
Hey, Darvio, I want to say this. You know, that was a dope interview. Great energy. It's always wonderful to have great guests. We've had some guests that have been phenomenal, and maybe we're a little bit more laid back in energy.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, when you have a guest like Braylee Evans, man, that's really making some major moves, is really a phenomenal force, and is really paving the way for a lot of people, man. It's dope. You can't, you don't get no better than that, you know?
Yeah, I would say, you know, we've had some guests that were really good, and we've had a couple, I ain't gonna say no names, that weren't so good. She is definitely in my top five for sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, man. For real, man. All day long, man. It's just
along with Jazzy Faye, Carl Thomas, Coco Brown. Oh, you know, Miss Evans is in my top five for sure.
Hey, but did you notice that her and Coco got the whitest teeth ever? Did you notice that?
Yeah, she got some good teeth.
Man, listen, they got some. Yeah, there's nothing like a woman with beautiful white teeth, man.
So you don't like the yellow look?
No comment. I got some of those listeners listening right now. I love everybody. So Hey, man, did you check out, you know, I know as we close, we all try to talk about some hot topics. Hey, man, did you see Ray J celebrating the LGBT community? I think that we live in a society where we all have to figure out how to get along, period. You know, doesn't matter your race, your ethnicity, you know, your religious background. You know, we have to learn how to be able to have our love and respect that you know, that's across the board. I do believe in that. So
we all got to live on this planet together. So,
right. Yeah. You can disagree and not be disagreeable, you know, and, you know, my grandmother told me that all the time. She said, you know, we disagree, but we ain't disagreeable. We don't fall out and we not, you know, not.
We don't have to go to war with one another. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, you know, you can agree and you can disagree. That's what life is all about. So, you know, at the end of the day, I think it's something that's that, you know, we all have to, you know, take into account when you think about, you know, life and just kind of really, you know, doing what needs to be, you know, done in order to survive in this world, man, and being apart, man. Because,
well, I think,
man, it get.
No, go ahead. No, yeah, I think
it gets rough, man. It gets tough out here.
We got a little delay here. you know, I think there's one.
Am I delayed?
No, I apparently we are both, like, the audience can't hear it, but we're not. You know, we're saying stuff to each other on the delay. That's why we had that moment where we kept talking over each other for a second. But
okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But, you know, there's a word that we don't hear as often anymore that we used to hear a lot, which is tolerance. You know, we should be in a society where we tolerate each other. We don't have to agree, you know, and that's a two-way street. That's a two-way street. That's not, tolerance goes both ways. So we should be able to, because we got to live in this world together. And the constant battles, the constant fighting, the constant, it has a, you know, all the strife, it takes its toll on you, on a country, psychologically and emotionally and things like that. So I think tolerance should be the word of the day, and mutual tolerance, because it goes both ways.
Well, and I agree with that. And on a side note, just so you know, Ray J is booed up with Princess Love, and they're at an event, and I guess I don't know if it's a reality star.
Okay.
But anyway, his song comes on. I guess they have according to the Shade Room, there's a post on the Shade Room's platform. It's just so funny. He's, you know, Ray J's kicking it with Princess Love, and then his song comes on, and Safari begins to sing his song to him, but it's so horrible and it's so bad that Ray J stops making out with Princess Love in the middle of the song.
All right.
To figure out what in the hell is this dude doing. So, well, my question to you is, if a woman was to serenade you, man, do she have to have vocals? Because you're a music producer.
Yeah.
You know, that's another facet of you, of what you do, bro. You know, could you accept a serenade from a woman that's not the best singer in the world?
That's a great
question. Tragically awful.
That's a great question. And I will say, if she's hot enough, it don't matter what she sound like.
Yeah. So wait a minute. If she's not as attractive, she starts singing to you, it probably won't be a sexy.
If she's bad though, it don't matter if she can sing, brother. What about you?
Man, listen. You already know how I feel about it. if you pretty and you can't sing, I'm okay with that. If you're a little challenged and you can't sing, let's write, you know, just send me a card or something, you know. I don't sing to me. Send me a card. Yeah, send me a gift card. Send me a gift card.
One of the gift cards that got music in it when you open it.
No, send me a gas card. Matter of fact, that's even better.
Oh yeah, definitely. Shoot, I might marry you. You send me a gas card these days.
Yeah, send me a gas card, man.
All right, we got to get out of here. Mean...
Oh, we got to get out of here? Well, listen, man, I lost track of time. I had a good time. Listen, what did you learn today, Darville, before we get out of here?
I learned that you love a bunch of women that can't sing.
And you know what I learned? That Darville will sell his soul for a gas card. But listen, listen, we want to thank our guest today, Braylee Evans, the lovely Braylee Evans. Make sure you guys go check her out at Braylee Evans, at Braylee Evans on Instagram. And Tuesday night is Braylee Evans on BET. Make sure you guys go check her out. Listen, we love you. God loves you. There's nothing in the world you can do about it. Hey, I'm about to go celebrate my birthday, the big 42. God bless. We love you. Peace.
The FCB Radio Network, first-class broadcasting worldwide.